It's 8:01, time to watch the Sacramento Republic FC host rival LA Galaxy 2, Saturday, 7:30 at Papa Murphy's Park. Tickets are available at sacrepublicfc.com. Hey, marbles in your mouth. Don't think you're the one that needs to be calling me out.
8:40, or excuse me, at, when are we going to do this here? Top of the hours, that's right. In fact, just now, you probably heard it during the break, we will do Aftershock tickets. We're going to do that at 8:40, by the way. We've got the Kings texting secret word. That's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Stand by so you can get in to see Vlade, Peja, Doug, and Bobby tomorrow. Wingstop Soundstage will be broadcasting that 8 to 9. So this time tomorrow, it's just going to be a madhouse.
Do you have an update on the guy that won and then tried to sell the tickets on Craigslist? Did someone buy those tickets?
I don't know. I went up yesterday. It was down.
Okay, good.
But God, people scalping tickets to this thing.
That's how big it is.
We'll give you that word in just a second. JR, you're on the drive.
Hola, how you doing?
Good, you?
Good, good. Hey, thanks a lot for forcing me to go to Red Lobster yesterday.
Atta babe, did you do it right?
I did. I mean, I was drooling all over my customers during the morning because he freaking kept talking about this biscuit.
Now you know how I feel, JR, because he always mentions his stuff at like the 8:30, you know, segment. Yeah. And at that point, I've been up since 4 and I'm starving.
Hey, here's the deal. Over the weekend, if you're listening out there, Frank Red Lobster and Bobby PlayStation View, the owners of both. I should be endorsing both of those.
Yeah.
I sold more PlayStation View subscriptions, and I must have sold like 100 endless shrimps.
You should get on our sales department.
Packed. Yeah, the garden was packed. You couldn't even get in.
Now, did you take my advice and eat at the bar?
Oh yeah, so quick. I had an Arnie Palmer because it was afternoon, but you know, walked down about 50, 60 of those shrimpies.
What did you think of the game last night?
Okay, so. The broad was pretty good. I thought she was.
The broad was pretty good.
Okay, JR.
She was no Katie Christensen.
Oh, see, he's trying to clean it up after calling Beth Mowins a broad.
Well, she did great for a dame.
So if
she was okay, you know, she's kind of hot, so that's good.
Come on, dude. What is wrong with you?
Was that a caricature of all the people we were just talking about?
JR, he goes way back
with
us.
He's a good guy. Yeah, he's funny. Jeez.
What a wiener schnitzel.
Yeah, the broad.
The broad did fine. She'd have been better on the sidelines, but she was fine for a dame.
I really wonder when I hear stuff like that, like what people refer to like me as. That chick. Like, am I not a broad because I'm not old enough yet? And at what point is the age that I'm going to be old enough to be a broad?
That's an interesting question, Katie.
If you were alive in the 1920s, you'd be a broad.
No,
yeah.
That's dame.
Yeah, look at that dame on the sidelines. Huh?
Okay, so the 40s?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that broad. Yeah, broad, I think, is like Mad Men sort of era right there. Dame is 20s to 30s. I think you're
it's
you're
like,
a chick.
What was the Leo DiCaprio movie?
Titanic.
No, not that. Well, that one would work, too.
What's Wolf
of Wall Street.
No. Yeah. No, the other one.
Pains.
The literature one.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Oh,
gosh,
no, that's Brad Pitt.
The literature
it's
one.
It takes place in the 20s.
Benjamin Button.
Shut up, Kyle.
Star Wars.
Okay,
Inception.
Was it the one where
Benjamin
he played
Button's Brad Pitt too? God, I suck at this.
Was
game.
It the Aviator where he played Howard Hughes?
No, it was the
What was the one where he got eaten by the bear?
Gosh,
he just won the Oscar.
We're so bad.
Was it The Awakening?
No, it was. It wasn't Avatar.
Titanic.
It's got to be Titanic.
Great Gatsby.
Oh,
why
that one.
Gatsby, the literature one.
I actually thought it was the OK Gatsby. I watched
Jesus.
It.
Yeah, it was an OK Gatsby.
Yeah, it was decent, average Gatsby.
The like 60% on Rotten Tomatoes Gatsby.
I don't know. Here's what I know is that I won't say I'm getting tired, but. I did have a very good friend of ours, Katie, I'll tell you off the air over the weekend, text me a screenshot. Every once in a while when you're reading an article on ESPN or somewhere else at the bottom, there's a picture of Katie in a tight white T-shirt on the sidelines. Yeah, it's clickbait, and it says WNBA players and where they're at now. It's not a sexual picture. It's not an inappropriate picture.
It's literally.
It just pops up.
It is a picture, and I'm not kidding you guys. This is how creepy this is. And I get people sending me this screenshot all the time. It is a picture that some fan took of me walking on the sidelines in plain clothes at like a preseason game when I was playing in Chicago. I'm smiling. I'm wearing a white T-shirt.
Yeah. How do you think I feel when I show up there in my hockey jersey?
It's usually like the WNBA's sexiest players. I'm like, I haven't been in the WNBA for freaking over a decade. Like, why is that picture circulating, and why am I involved in this?
See, this is always a weird thing for me because, A, I'm creepy. B, I always wonder because if somebody snapped a picture of me on the sidelines and it was clickbait, it would be like world's ugliest hosts. Like, that's the world I live in.
Oh, stop.
When you're up there, it's always like hot WNBA players or smoking sideline reporters and all that. Now, it's creepy. Which would you rather deal with? I mean, I'm asking you, like, would you rather?
You know, wasn't this a Nip Tuck? This was a Nip Tuck. You remember that show, Nip Tuck?
Hey, Kyle, wasn't this a Nip Tuck episode?
It really was. It was like this model.
Maybe.
This model came into them. Listen to me for 2 seconds.
Do you and the 12 other people that watch Nip Tuck, like, hang out and talk about Nip Tuck together?
I'm going to punch you in the face,
Kyle.
What
the hell is Nip Tuck?
Nip Tuck was a series about plastic surgeons years ago. I watched it.
Did it have lipo in it?
Probably,
okay,
just
well,
like
hey.
Dr. Jack.
Hey,
yeah.
I mean,
but they had this model come in, and she wanted her face redone because she was so tired of being pretty. And that and then so she drives her car. They wouldn't do it. She drives her car into a wall, and she's completely disformed. And then she comes back, and she's like, oh, my God.
She was disformed?
How do you say it?
No, you were right.
Deformed.
You were right.
Jeez.
Disformed.
I hate you. This has just gone all the way to crap.
You know why it has?
Thing.
Because now here and now everybody pops up every time we go off rails, which is exactly what the consultants say we're supposed to avoid here. I've got questions wanting me to rate Destiny 2. Also, somebody from the text line, I'm sorry for taking that picture, Katie. I thought the lighting was flattering.
Oh, geez.
Hey, from the 916, Katie has credibility because she played basketball at a professional level and knows what she's talking about.
Thank you, sir.
Ma'am. Doesn't hurt that she's beautiful. And by the way, they spelled your name wrong.
It's all right. Most people do. I can't even say my name correctly, why should they spell it correctly?
From the 916, I watch Kings games with my friends at times, even though it's not my optimal situation. But my friends regrettably call you the hot, tall chick, and it makes me cringe.
Mm.
Wow,
thank you.
Yeah, better than the ugly, tall chick.
For the cringe part.
Katie's not abroad. Hey, we have a winner. Katie's not abroad. In old-time terms, she's a hot, tall drink of water.
That's, oh, yeah. Yeah, there we go.
A tall drink of water.
Dude, who's the guy? And Scott Moak blew him up. This is like the most backhanded compliment that people don't understand, that it's really not a compliment.
Right.
What is his name for the guy that DeMarcus Cousins blew up on the color analyst for the Spurs?
Sean Elliott.
Sean Elliott. He came up to me a few years ago because we were still out at Arco. And you know that moment, I don't know, Dave, if you can relate to this, where you can tell that someone's trying to figure out a way to talk to you and they don't really know how to do it. Yeah, the IRS, yes. He's like, you're really beautiful for a tall woman.
Who said this? Sean Elliott?
Sean Elliott.
Oh, okay.
And it's one of those things.
Well, Sean, you're really smart for a basketball player.
Exactly.
Right?
So wow. It's like, you're trying to give me a compliment.
Yeah.
That is not a compliment.
He said, you're really
smart. Really beautiful for a tall woman.
So,
he's trying to compliment me in two ways, my height and what my features or whatever.
Well, he said tall woman.
Yeah.
That doesn't involve features, does it? It's just height.
But no, what he's trying to do, that's the thing. And so I kind of made some stupid Facebook post about it after the game without calling out who it was, because no one would know who it was,
no,
right?
Of course not.
And freaking Scott Moak, of all people, blew Sean Elliott up. Blew him up. He's like, Sean Elliott, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I mean, what's he implying? That tall people are generally stupid?
He's saying that tall women are not generally very pretty.
Oh. Well, I don't know if I agree with that.
You don't know what to do here. You're uncomfortable.
From the 916. Katie, you're a broadcaster. That's all. That's
terrific.
That's the winner. That's the winner right here.
So why do they call them broadcasters then?
Yeah, I don't know.
It should be.
Because they cast broadly as opposed to narrow casting, which is what we do.
Man casting.
We narrow cast to like four people right now. They're like, that's a great show. Everyone else is like, hey, what did Ted Cruz do with the porn? Sergio Dipp was on the sidelines with Beth Mowins and Rex Ryan calling the game. Grant Napier is attractive for a male redhead.
Great point.
That's an excellent point. That's an excellent point right there. You don't like that. You don't like gingers. Oh, boy. He's a fine-looking man. Sergio Dip was on the sideline, and the world absolutely went crazy when he had his first sideline report. Here it is. So the tweets started rolling in.
Every time we play that,
you get uncomfortable.
I get nauseous. That feeling.
Everything from he's been placed in the NFL concussion protocol. That's a tweet. Was it Grant? Somebody tweeted out, did he win a contest?
Grant. It was reporter. Grant.
A lot of people called him Sergio Derp. Listen, it's the internet. They're brutal. And then he kind of turned it around for me midway when he tweeted a picture of him Googling
and
how to handle fame. And I'm like, okay.
That's funny. And the little emojis, the eye emojis and the laugh emojis.
Yes.
Yeah. You've got to be able to laugh at yourself.
Because what he really said, because there's a very fine line between being made fun of for sucking and getting people behind you and rooting for you. Like, anytime this guy that I'm about to play would go on a talk show or a public stage or anything, people love him. They cheer for him because everyone has been there and failed miserably. You might remember this audio.
No, we won't. Okay, pause it here real fast.
Uh-huh.
So this is where it goes off the tracks for him, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and I'm actually...
He said, let's take a look at this. Then they put up a graphic. They don't put up the video.
Yes.
And that completely throws him off, as if he wasn't already stumbling a little bit. But there's still time to get back on track.
Well, then they go to B-roll of highlights, and boy, does that get awesome. It's a college broadcast, and they're playing the wrong highlights, or his teleprompter's dead, and he's dying right now, and he can't get out of it. He still has... He just mouthed, I'm so sorry. You're really feeling for him. What, Kyle?
I worked at NBC, and professional, like, good broadcasters who do this all the time. I actually have an NBC jacket in my car.
Hey, if you can't say you worked at NBC, you're not allowed to say you played in the WNBA.
But it was relevant to what I'm saying here. But, like, professional people who do this all the time, if you mess up their prompter, they'll be like,
don't want to
kill
you.
We're done here.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
And that's, from what I understand, happened to this guy.
Yeah, the prompter got destroyed.
The prompter was just a complete S show.
I believe he was also filling in. This is like 12 years ago, by the way.
Yeah, right.
So we continue. My favorite part again.
Kyle, you know I'm just giving you a hard time.
Of course.
This is where he goes to the NBA highlights and becomes a legend. Why do I feel like this could have been Scott Marsh in college? That's my boy. Oh, they're playing the highlights.
Here it is. It's my favorite part.
Wait for it.
And boom goes the dynamite.
I don't know which. I mean, boom goes the dynamite's what's legendary, but he gets the ball and passes it to the man.
To the man.
It's always forgotten about.
To the man.
Reggie Miller's looking good.
Bogut.
That's Wayne Simmien. That's
Hagen.
Hakeem Warwick.
Yeah, Hagen.
That a babe.
Tells you how old this video is.
Finish strong. What are they? What's the scores?
We'll just look at them on the screen.
Georgetown won.
My favorite thing there is you can hear him shuffling his papers trying to find the scores.
And then when they come back, and you got to look this up if you haven't seen it. They come back and they're all three. They're in the three shot now at the news desk with the other two little kids doing the thing. And he looks like he just got shot in the face.
They're just looking at him.
No, look at him. It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah. He's like, yeah.
So listen. You got to be honest. Sergio Dip, it could be worse, buddy. That's actually when you... See, when you play the two together, it's
great.
Oh,
it could have totally been worse. Absolutely.
And all he had to do was tweet out the tweet, making fun of himself a little bit, and then go on every single radio show and TV show today and make fun of himself.
I don't know if this is the woman in me where I want to make everyone be nice or if it's the I can relate doing a similar job.
Maybe Captain Save a reporter now.
I'll be honest. It was really bad. It was really bad. It obviously could have been worse.
Sure.
It just played worse.
Yes.
But that guy also was in college. He was not a professional doing a Monday Night Football game for ESPN. So this is just my thing. By far, this is the most embarrassing moment in this guy's life, right?
Yes.
I would
hope so.
It will forever be on the internet. Dave, the most embarrassing moment in your life, I don't know what it is, but
it was 2 weeks ago when I showed a home video of my wife and I at Phillips' birthday party. I already know exactly what it was. By accident, by the way. Not
if that were to be on the internet for the rest of your life, how bad would you feel?
I mean, that's the thing.
There's like the thing where you, and that's an embarrassing thing.
Stop bringing up other embarrassing things
about
me.
No, but you talked about it on the show where a fart surprised you once.
Oh, when I trusted one and it, right.
Before the show started.
If there was video of that, which gross, but if that was online, I would be mortified, but
and
you got to
make
this
fun
of yourself.
Exactly. I understand what you're saying, but just everyone. Please give this guy just a little bit of a break today because forever this is going to live on the internet.
So
he's never going to get rid of this.
But here's the thing. That's all he had to do. America likes a comeback, man. Maybe everybody likes a comeback. I don't know, but I know in America they do. If this guy had gone on TV and radio today and just laughed at himself, been self-deprecating, had fun with it, we'd all...
He would have killed it on Kelly and Ryan.
Yes. Go on Ellen. Go on Dr. Phil. Go on. Get with Scott Van Pelt. Go on Dan Le Batard. Do everything you're going to do.
Come on The Drive.
And you get texts like this. Sergio Dip isn't the sideline reporter we need, but he's the one we deserve. Or like this. Not all heroes wear capes. Exactly. But then it took a turn because at some point in the early wee hours this morning, still wearing his sideline reporter gear, sans tie.
It was posted at, what, 3:30
like
this 3:30 morning?
3:30 this morning, he posts this video in his hotel room, sitting on his bed as a response. Let's not go back through. By the way, the texters are starting to come up with my own embarrassing. Okay, yes, I introduced Pete Rose as the home run king.
Yeah, that does live forever.
I asked Tim Brown how many times he went back to Michigan, even though he went to Notre Dame. Anyways, moving on. Okay, that's another thing that he's doing, and I don't know if he's doing it on purpose, but it bothers the hell out of me. He's talking about some really serious stuff, and he's doing Tyra Banks' secret whisper voice.
The problem is, and you brought this up off air, too, like, oh, man, he just did the Tyra Banks whisper voice. I'm like, the fact that you know that.
I know. Well, I'm married.
Why does he know that?
What
because he watches, what is it?
Because
America's
my wife
Got
watches
Talent.
America's Next Top Model.
Hey, okay. America's Got Talent's great.
Yeah, fine.
It sounds like he's going back through like what his rehearsed lines were right now.
Right. And it's just, you know.
It's like it all hit him. Like he was making fun of himself in the moment, and then he had a second to like go through his mentions and everything, and it just kind of all was like, oh my God, I just messed up my shot.
Let me throw out the text line right now. The secret word to win for you. This is the last chance on our show for you to get in to see Vlade Page and Bobby and Doug tomorrow, Wingstop Soundstage, 8 to 9 a.m. Tomorrow morning, we'll be live broadcasting there. The Lowdown will have three more chances for you at noon, 1 and 2. So get ready. 44-11-40. Text in team. Team. Not team with two E's. T-E-A-M. Team. If you win, you're going tomorrow. Come up and please do say hi. When we get back, another contest for you. We'll have King's Trivia that will win you a pair of lower-level tickets to a Kings game this year and qualify you for the big drawing, which is Kings Row opening night. I'll also update you on the Boom Goes the Dynamite guy, since so many of you are asking where he's at right now. I found the article. Let you know next. Back in three. Sports 1140 KHDK.
It's 8:32, time to watch the Sacramento Republic FC host rival LA Galaxy 2, Saturday, 7:30 at Papa Murphy's Park. Tickets at sacrepublicfc.com.
Hey, how about that?
How about Dim Apples?
Be out there. Be out there making it happen, doing the broadcast. You can hear it right here on Sports 1140.
Yeah, you and Jason.
That's right. Here we go, Kings Trivia. Now, we'll be doing this every Tuesday and Thursday for the next month. If you win, you get you get it right, you're going to get a pair of lower-level tickets. We don't screw around here. They're lower-level tickets to go see the Kings play. That's going to qualify you. The small numbers here, by the way. It's going to qualify you for the grand prize. And that's you and a friend sitting Kings Row, baby. Opening night versus Houston. How you like them apples? More info at khdk.com. You ready? Thought I'd start out with someone. Now, again, you have to battle Google. Back in the olden days, people had to know things. Now they just Google. Don't call yet. Kyle, hang up on that line one person before we get going. No cheating. I'm always fair. Firm but fair. Here's your question. This Sacramento Kings star, along with an NFL star, now, some of you already have it, played two seasons together at DuPont High School. They retired 15 weeks apart from the NBA and the NFL.
I don't know this.
Name both the Kings star and the NFL star. That's not what I wanted.
You don't like that one?
That's what I wanted.
Okay.
This Sacramento Kings star and NFL star, two separate people, played two seasons together at DuPont High School. They retired 15 weeks apart.
Wow, phone lines lit.
Name them both.
Poor Kyle.
I'm telling you right now, somebody got it based simply on this King Star and NFL Star. Mm-hmm. Am I going to the one you named there? Kyle?
Oh.
It is line one. All right, give me line one here. Who's this?
It's Casey.
Casey, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento.
How much do you love the show?
Oh, I love it a lot, man.
Okay, just making sure.
Thanks for listening.
Bosses are listening.
Listen, even at 6 o'clock.
Hey, atta babe.
Loyal listener. Nate,
did you listen at 6 o'clock this morning or in the 6 o'clock hour?
Yeah, a little bit.
Give me one thing we talked about.
A little bit about the game last night. Usually it's about Katie's boyfriend.
He's
that's a long time listener. All right. The question is this. This King Star and this NFL Star both played together two seasons at DuPont High School, and they retired from their leagues 15 weeks apart. Give me the Kings player and give me the NFL player.
That would be Jason Williams and Randy Moss.
That's absolutely
ding, ding, ding,
correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
That is absolutely correct. Jason Williams and Randy Moss played two seasons together at DuPont. Hi, Randy Moss was booted off the Florida State team and went to Marshall for smoking a little weeds. And Jason Williams was booted off the Florida Gators.
Crabgrass.
For smoking a little weeds. So, you know, they both kind of came up together. Very similar.
I didn't know that happened.
Yes, there's a big, long history. Casey, congratulations, my friend.
Nice.
You've got yourself, you got a pair of tickets to go see the Kings, lower level, game to be determined, and you are qualifying. A small numbers here. You got a good chance. You and a friend could also be sitting opening night against the Rockets Kings.
Or a significant other.
Awesome.
What'd I say?
Or a friend. Who are you gonna take?
You know what, Katie, I don't know what you do in your relationships, but I like to think my significant other is also my friend. Yeah, wow. You got a lot of
who are you gonna take? Who are you gonna take to the game?
I'm definitely
going
to take my significant other.
There you go. Right.
Absolutely
answer.
Right on. All right. Hey, what radio station makes all your Kings tickets dreams come true?
KHDK 1140.
Nice.
I love doing that old-timey crap. All right. So we'll do that again on Thursday. Again, these are original trivia questions, kind of, sort of.
Breaking news for you.
Do you have breaking news for us?
Do.
Oh, hold on. Let me just. There we
all
go.
All right. As we pull it up, it appears as if Cardinals running back David Johnson.
Hold on. David Johnson will, as fantasy owners everywhere, grip themselves.
Arizona Cardinals running back David Johnson will have wrist surgery and will be out 2 to 3 months. According to NFL Network's Mike Garofalo.
Not what we wanted at all. And screw fantasy. It just sucks that a young, awesome player like that's going to miss any time at all.
Yeah, I feel for him.
But we would be remiss if we didn't say that 90% of the people upset right now are going, that was my number one pick. Fantasy football is stupid. Last segment we played for you, not only the sideline reporting of the great Sergio Dip, but also the not so great Boom Goes the Dynamite clip. We played a good portion of that. This guy. Right here. Here we go. This guy right here. You get the idea.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the video, please do go to Boom. Just Google Boom Goes the Dynamite. You'll find it. Just put that on YouTube.
And it's worth watching. Listening to it doesn't just do it justice. You need to see the things like him mouthing on live television. I'm sorry.
This poor bastard. Seriously. His name is Brian Collins. This is his first time doing any kind of on-camera work. No.
You don't say.
And he decided to emulate ESPN's catchphrase style of newscasting. Now, he struggled, but of course became a viral celebrity with his Boom Goes the Dynamite one-liner. Now, here's the background. He found out when he was shooting video for this college station that the regular sports anchor was sick. So he's 19 years old. He's a freshman. Thought it'd be a good opportunity to kickstart the old career. Went home, changed into a suit, got ready for his first ever newscast.
Which means he has never read off a prompter.
Like other first-time on-air personalities, takes a few seconds for Collins to realize he's on camera. Someone gives him a signal to tell him they're live, and he greets the audience with a friendly, "Hello, everyone." Right off the bat, he does a fine job at reading the news for a first-timer. But 14 seconds into the segment, he stumbles and doesn't pick himself back up. And you get the idea. So that's what went on. But it was a nightmare for any news anchor, as Kyle mentioned earlier. The teleprompter malfunctioned. The person working the teleprompter was also new to the job and scrolled through the script at too fast of a pace for Collins to read. He had a copy of the script right in his hands, though, but the pages were out of order. A rookie mistake. Mm. At the 22-second mark, you hear Collins say, "Oh, no." And the next 3 minutes would leave the college newsroom speechless. At one point, he even mouths the words, "I'm so sorry." Joe Thomas, not the football player, a meteorologist on the same newscast, told the Ball State Daily News, quote, "We all just were kind of stunned, to be honest. No one really knew what to say. We all felt really bad for what happened." Unfortunately, even though we thought he'd leave it behind him, somebody from the show took the clip and uploaded it, and that video caught fire.
That is a just D-bag thing to do,
but
too.
Wait, after it caught fire, he got a phone call from a fellow Ball State alum, David Letterman.
Aww.
He made an appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman, who helped Brian make, boom goes the dynamite, helped him make light of the situation by showing that phrase. He got on the CBS Early Show, and he explained to Hannah Storm where Boom Goes the Dynamite came from. He said, "One thing that we do, shockingly, college kid, we have Mario Kart tournaments. Along with that, we try to create things that'll kind of mess each other up. Part of that is you create catchphrases, and obviously, Boom Goes the Dynamite was mine." Now, he got hate mail, he got all kinds of stuff. He even got an email from Scott Van Pelt, who's an awesome dude, saying, "If this is the worst thing that ever happens to you, your life will be good." As of 2010, he was a reporter with KXXV in Waco, Texas. And then now, or again, as of 2010, he's still in Waco. He is the Waco City Buzz Examiner on examiner.com, a hyper-local news website with contributions from citizen journalists. So there you go. All is well. That was 7 years ago.
You have to be able to laugh at yourself.
In this business, and I think in life, you have to be able to laugh at yourself. When we return, we've got the rebrew for you, and we'll see if we can get to Baker Mayfield as well, an Oklahoma quarterback who apologized for something he probably shouldn't apologize for. We'll do all that next. 3 minutes away. Sports 1140 KHDK. Lowdown coming up noon to 3. You'll get three more chances to win tickets. This time tomorrow, we will be at our Commerce location off of 160, broadcasting with Vladi, Peja, Bobby, Doug. KHDK Conversation 8 to 9. You can get in. They'll give you three more chances at noon, 1 and 2-ish. So stay tuned and listen to them. It's a fine show they do. All right, let's get to it. Rebrew number one. Number one. Numero uno. Ichiban.
I hate both you.
I don't know. According to some people, the way he sounded, he might have had a couple of hits before the game.
It was a combination of him trying to get what he knew he was going to talk about, but also ad-lib a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not even in just that. Like, his delivery, even in his video that he posted afterwards, he's just not a smooth – he doesn't have a smooth delivery.
At least not.
And
to be fair –
you can understand that, Dave.
To be fair – shut up. To be fair – again, English is his second language. And I don't think that means like, oh, okay, well, now it was a fine report. But to be fair to him. All right, Rebrew, number two. Same thing.
What's that? Okay, so now back live.
Yes.
For those that have a really difficult time following the Rebrew. Do you remember in 2015 that ESPN recruiting analyst, his name was Jerry Hamilton, that accidentally tweeted out the link to a Pornhub video?
I do not.
Oh, my God.
Copy-paste.
Seriously.
Brutal. Oops.
So
damn it. Control-V.
The tweet said ESPN 300. It was hashtag ESPN 300. Number 29, Raquan Smith schedules Texas A&M. So he's talking about recruiting visits that are being scheduled. And then he tweets out the link to the story. But he accidentally copied and pasted
the Pornhub link
that was on his browser.
Oh.
Yes.
What if that was an editor's deal?
Oh, my gosh.
And he just took the fall. I mean, what's the big deal? Surfing porn, who cares? I mean, get off me.
It's funnier more than anything.
That's not what's turning me on Ted Cruz.
I know there's a handful of people who are going to find it offensive. So that's whatever. You know. But I think to the general public, no, it's just a funny thing.
Like, okay, so what was it?
Dumb thing you did.
You said something about couch something or other.
No, I'm not going into that on the radio.
I really don't know what. Okay, we'll talk about it off air. Okay,
but here's the thing.
I'm so innocent, obviously.
Generally, the ones that are the most offended are the biggest porn hounds there are.
I know.
And Ted Cruz's roommate, who hates him, his roommate from college, got loose on Twitter, and he's just killing Ted. He's killing Ted left and right. He says. He tweeted out, now imagine Ted Cruz is doing this 4 feet below you in the bottom bunk bed. Yes, my misery very much appreciates your company.
Ugh. That's what you get for making bunk beds in your dorm.
Thank you. Thank you. They saw Step Brothers. Now, the other thing is Ted Cruz's people released a statement saying that the reason for the like was a staffing issue, which is a weird coincidence because that's exactly how I explained to my wife. You know, when I'm describing, you know, I've got a staffing issue.
Yeah.
It's just an interesting choice of words.
Yeah.
Is that how you talk about me?
Yes. I had a staffing issue. Yeah, you are a staffing issue. It's like I'm having a meeting. M-E-A-T.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Rebrew number three.
Get out of here.
Woo! Here's Katie Christensen.
Oh, no.
Sure. Back live.
Twitter is a place people go just to be D-bags,
just to be
needs
D-bags.
To be put in the Library of Congress.
So, seriously, there's been stories where, like, people on Facebook, we got into it with someone not too long ago where someone said something to me, and then it was when the departure of Mr. Nate Goodyear. And
yeah.
I just posted something saying how much I loved working with him, how much I was going to miss him. And somebody had some comment to it. And I was just like, look, man, whenever you celebrate someone losing their livelihood, like, that's not cool. Like, take it to another space. And I said that in the comment thread. Then he started private messaging me that I was bullying him publicly on Facebook.
Complained to me too.
And all this stuff. And then you got involved because you can't freaking help yourself.
Nope.
And it became this whole thing. And it's like, you can see this guy's family. You can see everything about him on Facebook. You can see it.
Yep.
People. And then you get mad when people respond. It's like, oh, now you're bullying me. Twitter is just for a bunch of idiots to go on and just have fun with it. That's why you have such a presence on their day.
Love it. Love me some Twitter. But I'm not anonymous. My picture's out there. I'll stand by. My stupid takes. We didn't even get to a lot of stuff. We had a schedule mix up with our buddy Fred, Old Takes Exposed. He's going to join us tomorrow morning at 7:35. We didn't get to the Tony Romo video where he pretty much calls the game before it happens. We'll talk about the Marshawn Lynch show, what that's all about. I'm sure the lowdown will hit that noon to 3. And Baker Mayfield and Ohio State. We didn't get to that either, and Oklahoma and all that. So half the show tomorrow is already written. By the way, 8 to 9, we'll be at the Wingstop Soundstage with Vladdy Page, Doug, and Bobby. Three more chances to win, noon 1 and 2 on the lowdown. That is it for Kyle Madsen, Katie Christensen. I'm Carmichael Dave. Thank you so much for joining us. We apologize.
Lady Katie to you.
Oh, my bad. Well, you can't gloss yourself. You can't come up with your own nicknames. You can't turn your own mic off, which is what I just did. We'll see you tomorrow. We apologize for everything we've done over the last 3 hours. It is Sports 1140 KHDK.